Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
From all-star duets to the top 14 being revealed, America, it's your chance to vote, and we are so excited to get this conversation started right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh,
get your sexy on.
I love this song.
It's leading in. Baychella.
Baychella. I love it. We are so excited to be here right now with you guys for American Idol. I am your host, Sarah Cirio. I'm filling in for Maddie. She couldn't be here, but she will be here next week. We miss her so much. And to my left, we have the extremely talented, the always funny, Joseph. And then to his left, we have the charming and so, so sweet, Kim.
Thank you.
I love you.
I feel like we should be standing up because it's the show of ovation.
Seriously, wasn't Beyonce amazing at Coachella?
Yeah, she was.
Side note, we're just going to say that because she's just all over the internet and that was absolutely incredible. What did you guys think of this week's episode, Sunday and Monday?
Well, I thought it was engaging and fab. They're definitely on the ball game now and everything about it I really enjoyed. I think the show is stepping it up and I was excited. I loved watching it, both of them.
It definitely found its rhythm. Like, I do think that it had its moments in the beginning. It was finding itself and I feel like the identity starting to gel.
Totally.
And that's the way I felt. Yeah. And I think they've got strong talent. They really do. I was watching the show and I kept saying to myself, I love, like, the duets that they're doing, and I felt like I wish they did that back.
In previous years.
It's really good.
Yeah, I feel like the duets added, I don't know, every time when they sang solo on Sunday, I was like, okay, and then I could kind of tell who was going to maybe be going home because they weren't so strong. But then when they did the duets just tonight, I was like,
it
just changed some of them, and it had to have been hard for them to pick who was going to go home and who was going to stay.
You could see it, was legit. I think the thing about the duets, which I think is smart from like a show production and record label standpoint, putting these them when they're more raw in the beginning of the competition with an actual recording artist, I think helps them sort of weed out because you kind of want to see. What do they really look like next to someone that actually has, you know, artist cred already?
Right.
And I think because maybe before we wouldn't see them till the very end of the season where they had a whole season. But, like, let's see them now. Throw them in the deep end.
Yeah, and it gives them really good experience and, like, a lesson that they can't get anywhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think they learned a lot from that. But starting with the top seven from tonight, number one, Mara Justine. Thoughts.
So, hadn't really recognized her previously.
Exactly.
Yep. And then last night with the solo, the Whitney Houston, with that sparkly, incredible dress and just how she fully listened to the feedback, which was she had to, kind of like me, tone down her energy, be still. And in that moment, it was like one of those, whoa, spellbound. Like, I thought it was stunning.
I think that she sang with, oh my God, why does it escape me? She was it Rachel?
Rachel Platten.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that song, because they used that during, it was like the Hillary Clinton, like, election song. Like, oh,
that's such a good song.
I know.
The fight song.
So right away, I thought that. Mm-hmm. But then secondly, I thought, wow, what a great mentor. You could really see that Rachel Platten, like, knew what she was doing because you're right. I couldn't have even told you what her name was or remembered her performance last night. And then tonight it was like, oh, wow. Okay, this is Girls of Fire.
I know. She came on Sunday night and I was like, Brave, you're doing a Whitney. I was like, I don't even know what your voice sounds like because I didn't know who she was. And I was like, okay. And then tonight when she did it with Rachel, I was like, wow, I just saw two different people. But I really I really like her now.
That's good. I think that's to see that versatility is key. But it's interesting. You preferred it tonight with the duet, but I so loved her last night. in the solo.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it because it was a Whitney song? Is that why?
I am a hardcore, like, Whitney Houston was one. Okay. She's in my top, like, three singers of all time. And that's my generation more so than you girls as I age myself. Yes. And so I just feel like I have to wonder, do the producers just make them still do covers of legends just so we can, like, audience can laugh or the judges have something to... Because you should not take on, like, you have to be such a big singer, you know. Kelly Clarkson can take on, you know, a Whitney Houston song. Jennifer Hudson can take... I just don't think she's rises to the level to be taking that kind of song on. That's my opinion.
That's so interesting, because I understand what you mean about the singing aspect. I think for me it was more just the performance. Like, for her to bring it in and the stillness and just to be able to listen and take on board all the feedback. She's, like, really hypo and, like...
Yeah, her presence was great.
It was stunning.
She's got a great look, and she has, like, stage presence.
Totally, and I'm excited to see her go forward. Now, what did you think about the second pick, Journey, where she sang with Lea Michele, Run to You?
Yeah. Amazing. Again, on the Sunday night, like, we'll talk about the duets in a minute, but in the Sunday night, for me, she was, like, already a star. Like, she just had the voice, she has the look, she has the mannerisms, she has the presence.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's like, I'm surprised she's not already famous. So I'm not surprised that she got in at all.
I feel like Journey has all of it. It's funny because we're on Beychella weekend. Yeah. She was giving me Beyonce vibes last night. I mean, am I the only one?
When I was
listening to her sing, I was just looking at her. I'm like, she's like Baby B. But in my opinion, and maybe I'm totally off, but I was like, there's everything working for this girl and all their feedback's right. But I think that she's going to be one of the ones that go, like, to the top five, but then ends up not winning, but then has a bigger career than
I kind of have the same feeling, too, that, like, she's so good, but I don't think she's going to win for some reason. That's just not the case with those people.
Yeah. Well, and she's also still...
incredible.
I don't think she necessarily is, like, your... If I had to say, like, well, we'll get to predictions later, but like I already know who the final two, in my opinion.
Ooh, I love it. I love it.
So we'll get to that later.
Okay, so Journey, incredible. Three, who I was a little shooketh by. Maddie Poppy.
They were both like,
guys, speechless.
You like her?
No. In the sense that you guys are just not sure. No, it's not that I don't like her. I'm like 50-50 with her because I feel like the judges are so about her in the sense of, like, her vibe and her style, but I'm not sure what that vibe and style is. Is that just me?
No, it's not.
Okay.
You. Do you want to soften the landing after I come in?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure. Okay. So, interesting. So, on Sunday night's performance, again, she was talking about how insecure she is.
Yes.
She says every time she goes on, she's like, oh, you know, I don't want to go home, but I'm probably going to go home. And she's got so much self-doubt coming out. But I personally think her voice is stunning. It's raw. I love it. I love her. And I think she represents so many females in this country of the younger demographic, of the lack of self-confidence. But it's amazing that if you stick with something, you can actually go really far. Mm-hmm. So I think she's building her confidence, and I hope the show gives her the confidence that she's actually good enough. Mm-hmm. And she obviously is because she's getting through. So I actually think... if she gets her confidence sorted, she will go very far.
Oh.
Maybe even to your top two.
I feel like she is like the, not in terms of style, but like, remember when everyone went, like, lost their shit over, oh my God, I'm not allowed to say that.
It's okay, it's fine. You already
said. Apologies, audience.
Lost it.
Apologies. Beep. No, remember Crystal Bower Socks? Mama Socks?
Oh.
With the dreads.
Oh, yes.
And it was like she couldn't do any wrong and like the idol world loved her. Yes. But then it was like beyond that, she really didn't take off. Mm-hmm. I feel like this girl, like, what do you market her as? Like, I want to know what kind of artist she's supposed to be. What kind of music would she sing? Because with the Coley Calais, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, the last night, they're, like, all enamored of her yodeling. Well, I mean, like, who has a hit record that they're, like, yodeling
It's on? Probably because that Walmart boy is, like, now popping off with his yodeling.
That's probably.
And they were like, okay, we need a... It was a fun song
What's
choice.
What's happened to America?
I don't know. He was at Coachella, too.
I know. Exactly. What's happened to America?
I don't know. No, but we're still trying to figure out Maddie, and I hope she can show us who she really is, but I'm not so sure who we know who she is Eight of Ox.
Does she?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, just the fact that I think so badly that Adam wants to come out and
you
perform.
Do?
And I actually would love to see what would happen if he then switched and became himself and whether America would be as accepting.
I think that he should do a half and half number.
Like Phantom of the Opera.
Yes. And be like Ada Vox on one side and like Adam Sanders on and do like a duet.
I think it would be wild to see him.
Be like this.
Yes.
No. I was actually really, I felt all the emotion. I think it's amazing to watch him, the confidence when he's in the alter ego with Lea Michele and stuff. It's like night and day to like this beat up, like he was so beat up, like a beat up little puppy when he came back because he was so abused online. Yeah. And it's like, it's just nice to see him blossom, you know, obviously putting on the wig and the makeup and getting into this character has really just grown her as an artist.
I know. I knew when they said on Sunday that he was going to be singing with Lea Michele. I knew that he was going to start singing that song.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible song choice. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right, Kim, that he really wants to come out as Adam. I want to use the right terms.
Yes, I definitely think he identifies 100% as he.
And I feel like the judges are going to, in what, however far he may make it, they might say like, hey, you need to do a song as Adam.
That the Idol vlogs, though, are identifying when they divide the men and females. They're putting Ada Vox under females. I want to clear this up with ABC and GLAAD tomorrow. I'm getting on the phone tomorrow. Like, where do we classify? Because I just want to be proper also.
Me too.
We don't need, like, to get lynched by Twitter mob.
No, I don't want that at all. But I'm excited to see where she goes because it seemed very genuine when she...
Also, can we talk about how hot Lea Michele was looking? Oh my God.
So good. And I feel like it's been a while since she's like so made an appearance.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's going on tour with Darren Criss too. I think I'm going.
Oh my gosh. I know. I saw that.
Amazing.
It's going to be so good. You know what else is going to be good? Number five. Caleb Lee Hutchinson. He really grew. Kim is shaking her head. No, guys. Oh my gosh, Kim, stop. He is really growing on me. Thank you. He is really growing on me.
He's the America's choice of this competition.
I know.
I'm just letting you know that now. So just expect top three for sure.
I mean, okay, I think he's funny. Like in his, when he was with, who was he with? He was with BB Rexha because he had such a crush on her. Their little interaction,
when he was like fanning himself, he got like he was blushing. It was funny. It was really
his
endearing.
His personality shined, and that's why, like, Kim, I'm going to need you to take it over because these daggers you're giving me.
Kim, say it. Go ahead, Kim. Take it away, Kim.
Too much.
Kim, tell the country fans what you think of him.
I think he's got an awesome
voice. We have some country fans in the comments just so you know.
I think he has an amazing voice. I really like it. I think it's excellent. But I just don't think he's old enough and mature enough to handle it. And he's a nice kid. But it just doesn't do it for me. I don't think he's strong enough as a performer. His voice is cool, but like his hip swiveling tonight. I mean, that was really cute. But I was not spellbound ever by his performances. I did not enjoy his performances. And I like his voice, but that is it.
So she likes them.
Yeah, I think that's her number one. I think that's Kim's number one. Caleb?
Sorry, buddy. You're a nice guy. But no.
Do you have anything to say, Joseph?
I do. I think they're doing him a disservice by comparing him to Scotty McCreery. With the split screen and everything. It's just kind of, it reminds us of how saturated Idol is always with country singers. I just feel like he's going to make it. He's going to get pretty far down the line. And, I think like he needs to grow into himself, like the star, like the star quality.
Yeah.
He seems like he is a new performer, but his voice is incredible.
Yeah,
Who I feel like is his twin, because I feel like they made in the top 14, and there's one, and then there's another person who are very similar.
Yeah,
and I feel like that is Garrett Jacobs.
I have a real quick question about Caleb, guys. So Joseph, just as kind of our Idol expert, you mentioned that they're comparing him to Scotty, and just so listeners know, this is Jeff in the booth.
Yes.
Do you think it's best to kind of have a reference and be compared to someone, or do you think it's better to come out and be totally original?
I think it's better to be original, and we actually, it was funny, Jeff, because I think it was the week you were out, we had this big, like, we went off on a tangent about it, because it was sort of about, like, not not wanting to be the next anybody. Just, you know, you wouldn't want to be like making comparisons like Journey's the next this. Even though I said she Phoebe. Reminds me of, like, she's giving me Beyonce mm-hmm. vibes is what I would like to say.
Yes.
She, you know, there's like inspiration there. But no, it's just like, because then you're just going to be thinking, is he as good as Scotty? Oh, wait, but Scotty, like, it feels like it's a disservice that to him
like
as an artist.
Different vibe.
That's my opinion anyway.
Gotcha. Okay.
There we go.
Cool.
And so for Garrett Jacobs, he was the number 6 spot out of the 7.
That was disappointing.
Kim, I'm loving Kim's feistiness tonight, y'all. Like, ooh, Joseph.
I think that what Luke said, he's a heartthrob. I mean, he's a good-looking kid. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but why, again, with the, okay. I'm tired of them trying to, like, pimp out the whole relationships like they did. Mm. His girlfriend's in the audience and blah, blah. Like, that's the last thing you need when you're trying to launch a solo yes. career. It's just, like, leave that mystery to, like.
I do think that was cute and genuine. I don't think it was staged.
I thought he had zero chemistry with Colby Calais. Yep.
Yes. He's been a little disappointing for a little bit for me, which I feel like. The other 5 that were taken away, one of them could have had his spot.
Like Effie.
Yes, I know Kim's a little disappointed about that.
I have to say with Garrett, like, yes. he's a nice kid, but how on earth truly is he in the final?
I'll tell you why.
Because he can't sing.
You have to go off of, like, him, the total package, it's like, total what they're package. Trying to sell to you. You can tell
in his confessionals.
Like, what the producers ask him and what they edit, you can tell that's what they're trying to sell to America. 100%.
Oh, I agree. Exactly.
Idols are also, like, the making of a star. So it's like, they do want some people that have to grow a little. Like, if they were all top-notch singers, mm-hmm. like, he has the image. He's yeah. marketable to an audience.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you actually look at the round of group, this mm-hmm. is my theory, because to me it was shocking that Effie didn't make it through. Mm-hmm. But my theory was that when they looked at the group as a whole, that it was... Not like, for instance, if you were going to have Maddie mm-hmm. and you were going to have Katie Turner.
Yes.
Did you need another sort of like, but like, you know, mm-hmm. the quirky girl that like, mm-hmm. so it was like they needed a heartthrob. Think about that list that you've got. He's the heartthrob. They always have one of those.
No, but you also have Johnny, which we'll get to that yeah. because let's talk about the last person who, when I saw the people standing up there when they had one more spot, I honestly had no idea who they were going to pick.
Yeah.
I obviously wanted to have them to pick Mauricio because I really fell in love with him and his voice and everything, mm-hmm. but that must have been so hard. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Well, I love him. Yeah, he's so endearing.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Yeah.
I liked how Lionel was doing
Lionel
was getting his sexy on. Lionel is hilarious.
He's so funny, and I love that they call him Papa Bear this episode. Yeah. I was okay. like, ooh, they're watching our pop. they're watching us. They know.
Yeah. I think he is smooth. He is attentive. He is completely listening. He mm-hmm. is evolving every single week. He deserves to be there. He is yes. working it. He is so grateful. Can I continue? I mean, like,
yes,
guys.
Preach.
This guy is awesome. And I think he's got the heart.
He could be a heartthrob. I was saying
that. Oh, absolutely.
I don't even mean heartthrob, though. I mean, he
has an amazing soul, like, and he's so humble. Awesome.
Yes.
Joseph, I'm taking your spotlight. You tell me what you think.
No, you're not taking my spotlight.
No, you got to need to say what you want. Oh,
I wanted. Do you know what I actually wanted to say? Yeah, his teeth are amazing. I was really mesmerized by his teeth. No, but I just think that he is so endearing mm-hmm. and he has such a backstory, but he's talented.
Yeah, I know.
And cool. there's a market for him in terms of what he can do with his voice and this kind of soulful R&B stuff that he was doing. Because think about it. I feel like we haven't had like a modern version of like a Luther Vandross. Like,
yeah.
you know, that has come out and really made it. But what's going to be interesting is between Michael Woodward and Marcio. It reminds me of that season with George Huff and the other African-American contestant that escapes me, but it was sort of like they kind of appealed to the same segment of the audience, mm-hmm. and it's like, who's going to really go through? I think Marcio will make it far.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I also think is all these contestants could really learn from a great podcast that we have a special little announcement for you. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Our Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. So be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there. So Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition, check it out.
Yes, do. It's free. It is great. Simple. It's easy to do.
We love Maria.
We love her and Kevin absolutely so much. Thank you. Check it out. Get it. Do it all. So what were some of the shocking, interesting, crazy moments for you guys from Sunday night and tonight's episodes? Was there anything like Effie leaving or just certain performances?
There, you just took my answer.
I just know like Kim thought she was going to win. And so I
was supposed to win.
When this happened, I was like, Kim.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but what about, I mean, it was unfair tonight, wasn't it? The stars who were sick. So let's talk about that one, Joseph.
Joseph has a little theory.
It was like, I felt bad. Wait, Effie was supposed to sing with Jessie J.
Jessie J, yeah.
And then she was sick. Mm-hmm. And then there was a lot of that going around because then Toni Braxton was sick. But like, had you ever heard of a show where like two booked singers were sick?
And I'm pretty sure flu season's over.
I know. It's like, what were they sick with?
And most artists push through anything that they're actually sick with.
Maybe they got stuck at Coachella.
Maybe.
Beyonce just like, or not, you know, who knows? You just never know.
So I think that's so hard and so unfair. And based on that, like Effie just was, she 15 minutes to pull a song together. Know. So that is such a disadvantage. That's tough.
I sadly think she got the shaft. I really do. I think there was such, I think there was rooting value for her. Like, I'm telling you, if you were like sitting there and Lionel, Katie, Luke, and by the way, does Katie annoy them or not annoy them?
I think she annoys.
You do, right?
Yeah, I think she always
annoys. There's a little bit like
I think it's gotten a little strange, to be honest, now that I'm watching them. And I also feel like they don't give Luke a chance to comment sometimes.
But like, he gets cut off, but he actually has good feedback.
I know, and he's so sweet. He's like,
picture they're sitting there and they have all the cards of the people and they're looking. I feel like she was grouped, like I said, with like Kate. And by the way, I think Katie Turner, I'm sorry, maybe I'm the only one in America, she's grating on my nerves. I don't get I don't get it. I just think it's just do you really think she's going to become some like number one selling recording artist? It's like Cassidy Pope was like the best that could come out of The Voice. Finally,
I looked at her Instagram.
Years later,
though,
she has like a gay. One of them has like a gay anthem right now that they're all like losing.
Really?
Yeah, but anyway, I'm being bitter, being Simon Cowell.
It's okay.
Right now.
You are.
It's okay. We need to have a Simon Cowell though. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you need to have someone that is a little more on them and like, hey, no, don't do that. Or you need to understand where you're in on this competition. You're at the bottom, not at the top.
See, it's so weird because I don't agree with that. And the reason I love you. But
the sandwich. The positivity sandwich.
Stop it and hear me out. So I especially noticed on Sunday night how different this show is this time around, for the fact that Lionel and Katie are not only giving positive feedback and stuff, which obviously they're like, but they are giving wisdom from their own experience. And unlike the Simon Cowell type stuff, it's not negative. It's not grading on them. It's literally inspirational stuff. Like Lionel the other day talking about, you know, the moments when you realize that you need to stand still and the crowd will come to you. And Katie told Amelia about how, you know, this is a competition, girl. You better be looking at your competitors, playing a game of chess and working out where you are different to everybody to one up. And just things like that are really helpful. So I get that you're saying that negative, like, no, you're not doing this right, not doing that right, is in a way realistic and helpful. But I truly believe that for everybody watching from home, it's more advantageous for inspiration to be coming out and tips and tricks of the trade. So
I completely agree with you.
Judges.
I do agree with you on that.
Oh, I think that the commentary, the critiques are 1,000% smart. They're actually insightful. Yes. I agree with you there.
Yeah, definitely.
But it just lacks some humor. Like, I want to laugh more. I want to,
I feel like they, like, somehow lost chemistry when they, I feel like they had it. during the auditions.
Yes.
And then once it got, I guess, a little more exciting for us.
Yeah. I hope they're going to change the whole setup too. Like, I think it's so awkward the way they're sitting in those chairs.
I was watching.
And they're constantly standing up. Like, it's like, put the table back.
I was watching with a friend. They were like, what is this? I was like, oh, they had to, you know,
change
make something new. So they're on the side. Like,
but I do think they're funny here. I like that they use colorful language. Like, it's like when it is a bad performance. Like, do you remember when Katie, who did she say to? She was, that was an adventure.
Oh,
it's like translation,
yes.
That was a hot mess.
Yes,
they,
yes.
So they are good at like colorful language.
Yeah. It was with Ron. It was with Ron.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
And by the way, that, what was this, the guy that, the Bangers dude, what was it, or Banners dude? Was it just me, or was he wrecking their duets? I thought he was terrible.
He was new. He's new.
Okay, well,
he's
bad.
The anthem, the new American Idol anthem is like his song. Like what they interest. So
and
they,
that guy was so thrilled to be singing it. Could you just feel the palpable?
Yes.
He was not happy. He was like, this is not my style. No. I knew he was going to go home after he said that.
One thing I'll say.
Yes.
Do you guys think the show would benefit from having a guest fourth judge rotating in?
Yes. Please. Yes. I'm praying for it.
That would be smart.
Praying to the idol.
I think the thing that they're kind of missing right now is just like the quirk factor. Like, even if you're not going to have a mean Simon type, having like a Nicki Minaj, like a wild card type of judge. Because you can't have three vocalists. You need one sort of pop culture expert,
totally.
I feel.
Yes.
Or a criticism. I don't know.
Or bring in Cardi B for an episode.
Oh my gosh,
I mean,
that
could you imagine just the way her language? It'll be funny.
I mean, I like what they did with doing the all-star things and the duet. Like you said, it's a great experience for them. So I think a guest judge would just take it to another level.
Hopefully.
American Idol. Do you have any other shocking moments? Interesting.
I loved him. What's his name? Cried. That was so touching. Marcio. Am I saying his name right?
The first night. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
He cried the first night.
So good. I really like him.
So much heart.
I really like him. Do you know what else you guys should do? I'm just going to let you know. You should check us out on iTunes. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars because that's the only stars you can give us. It doesn't go any lower than that. And we're the American Idol panel. Let them know that we took you there and watch all the other AfterBuzz shows too. We'd really appreciate it. Thumbs up.
Oh, Siri, you're dumb.
For the top 14, though, we have Mara Justine, Journey, Maddie Poppy, Ada Vox, Caleb Lee Hutchinson, Garrett Jacobs, Mauricio Donaldson, Cade, I don't know how you say his last name, and I really don't want to butcher it.
Cade Foner.
Michelle Soucette, Dennis Lorenzo, Gabby Barrett, Johnny Burns, Michael J. Woodard, and Katie Turner.
I'm calling it now. You're going to see a face-off in the finale, the top three. It's like Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
You think him?
What? Journey.
No.
And then, like, Ada, Marcy. I feel like they're, like, looking at, like, top four, top five. Yeah, in my opinion. Gabby Barnett is so forgettable to me right now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because she's trying to be, like, Carrie Underwood. Is that why you think? Okay.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I really wish she wasn't going for that. I was saying this last week because I think she has a really great voice.
And Garrett Jacobs is just going to go through to like at least like 7
for the heart
six
throb
because
aspect.
Just for the aspect he'll like have all. He's like the Chris Allen. Remember Chris Allen?
I remember Chris Allen.
It's like they all love Chris Allen. Yeah.
What do you think for the top 14?
For the top 14, I definitely think Ada's going to do some. I think Maddie's been right all along. That I think that Ada will definitely be up there, and hopefully is Adam.
Could
because
be possible.
It upsets me that like he tried out 13 seasons to be Idol as Adam, and nobody's interested. And then when he's Ada, he's still the same vocals. Mm-hmm. He's still the same person. But we're more accepting of that. So it's just, I think it's just such a cool story.
We're just so woke now, that's why.
Yeah.
I know.
We're woke AF.
But darling, I still love Cade. I like good old rock and roll. Yep, I like him. He's cool.
I know. We didn't get to ask you this question because you weren't here last week. Joseph.
Yes.
Who would you want to do a duet with if you could? Like anyone.
Oh,
like
anyone?
A celeb. Yes. Pop, country, R&B. Indie.
You can't take
Celine. Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Well, Kim said Celine Dion. I said Nicki Minaj.
I think like Justin Bieber.
Really?
Stop it.
I'm a Bieber. I'm a believer.
I can't. I love that.
Yeah. I love the Biebs. I say there's two kinds of Justin Bieber fans. The ones that admit they are and the ones that are and they just don't admit
it. I'm a believer, too.
It's not cool to like say that you're like a Justin Bieber fan. And then for like the old, like the gay aspect, like Madonna.
Oh, that would be good.
Yes.
I can see that.
I love it. Well, I mean, I don't...
it would be like the dad singing with his son, but still, it would be good.
Stop it. Oh my gosh. No, it wouldn't. Don't say that. So I just
Celine Dion. Celine, who did you say?
Nicki Minaj.
That's great.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
I love that.
I forget who Maddie said. I don't think we knew.
It had to be someone like R&B.
It was a rapper. I don't remember. Sorry.
It was like XXX something.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I feel like it was like some YouTuber.
Jeff, who would you? Did you weigh in last week?
You know, I love Ben Folds. I've always loved Ben Folds. He's not really the right vibe for America. If I had to pick like a vocalist... You know, I think Tori Kelly is one of the best working
vocalists. She's amazing.
Oh, yeah. she is really, really good voice.
But I think for me, like, yeah, Ben Folds or John Mayer or something like
Oh, yes, John Mayer. John Mayer. That's a good one.
That's cool.
Jeff, I want like a, we need sound effects when Jeff comes in for like, like thunder or something. What could we have?
What was that?
We'll add it next. We'll add it next time.
So out of the top 14 next week, they said four are going to go home. And they'll be... So how is this working? I thought America was starting to vote next week.
They are.
Okay, so they're going to decide.
Yes.
Out of the 14, who do you think the four should go home? Or do you want to?
Caleb. Garrett. Caleb and Garrett, for sure. I think...
Joseph.
Oh, what Anything? Four? Are we doing, like, who we think... Like, who should?
Who should?
In our opinion?
Yeah.
I think that... Oh, for sure. Who did I just say? I think that...
I don't know. Did you...
Johnny Brenz. Bye-bye. Gabby Barrett. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Personally, I get America loves Katie Turner, but I don't know. I could do without her. And Cade's not memorable to me.
You're going to butt heads. You're going to butt heads on that
memorable.
One. To be honest, no one's mentioned Michelle Soucette, and I'm not so sure how I feel about her.
I don't know. I just always think of Jussie Smollett when I look at her name, though. Soucette. Why is that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think she, obviously, the whole bilingual thing, just like the fact that she's Spanish, and that's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
But I do think Johnny Burns, even though I did defend him last week, I think he will be going home soon.
Yeah, they're
trying to play him out as the heartthrob too.
The higher that the pressure goes, some of them start to crack, and I feel like that's what it is. Like his shine, he's lost a little shine as they get
Loving him.
No, I know. We kind of already set our predictions, but I feel like we have to say more predictions. So,
well, if they're gonna do
TV predictions,
this is what we think is gonna happen next week, y'all.
They're going to realize that they made a big mistake.
The judges?
And everybody's going to be like, hold on a minute. And they're going to have a show just for Effie to redeem herself. I'm not kidding. And then they're going to kick out Garrett, and Effie's going to make a comeback.
They're not kicking out Garrett. I'm defending Garrett right now.
You are?
Because it's like Garrett has like that, he does have that charisma, he has the look. I mean, let's just call it a spade a spade. He has the look. They can work on his voice. And or they could auto tune it, you know, in studio.
That's not fair though. I think if you're gonna be a singer, you need to be a good singer.
I mean, like if you own...
I could name some super legendary superstars that aren't would never make it to like the top 24 of Idol.
But they own the auto tune, and that's what you have to appreciate.
And the pros at auto tune.
It's true. Yeah, they do.
It is what it is. No, I think you're right. Okay. I think maybe that was the whole Effie thing. They wanted to create some hubbub, and then it's gonna be like the judge's wild choice.
Wild card.
Remember, they did the wild card.
I was going to ask, do you think they would bring someone back?
I feel like someone's got to come back.
Yes. I had a feeling, watching with the talent that they said bye to, I just feel like it's not fair.
Maybe like a sing-off?
Like with the people, we're giving a one chance. You always make comparisons.
We'll call it something different. Yeah.
But I completely agree.
I do think, though, I definitely think, well, I thought they were okay. I think Amelia should have gone for sure. Ron should have gone. Shannon, Alyssa, I think everyone else should have gone. It was just Effie that I really felt should
Yeah, there was no one standing on the stage besides Effie that was left behind that I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I think more Amelia was more about her performances this week.
Yes.
Like when she came on and did talk about butchering a Whitney song, talk about pitchy to bring back it all.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Like that was like, and I was surprised that the judges weren't a little more critical of that. They're just very mm-hmm. nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just want to go out with one more question. I'm sorry if I'm putting I'm putting you on the spot. But did you have just a favorite duo that you didn't already say? Like, I really, even it could have been the people that left, but I really liked Mauricio and Alan Stone. I didn't know who Alan Stone was. And then I was
I thought they were amazing.
Oh.
But I would have liked him with Toni Braxton, but she got sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was sick.
So those he was my favorite of the night. What about you guys?
Definitely Ada and Leah. With their Defying Gravity, I love musicals more than End Life itself, so that was just amazing.
Oh, Journey and Leah is my, hands down, that's my favorite. Oh, yeah, hands down. That was incredible.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you guys for watching. Thank you so much. Please tune in next week when America gets the chance to vote. Again, I am Sarah Cirio. You can follow me at @Cirio. And to my left, we have...
I am Joseph Capsch. You can follow me at Joseph Capsch, K-A-P-S-C-H.
And I'm Kim Davey. You can find me at Kim Davey Live. I just love the way.
Thank you guys again, and have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.